the money flowing into the Penn Biden Center, I mean, it just smacks of the Clinton Foundation, right? I mean, you look at the tens of millions of dollars that rolled into the Clinton Foundation right up until Hillary Clinton lost. Right? And so you see, it goes up six times, Paul. Paul Kaminar is still here, National Legal and Policy Center. Six times. It was less than $5 million here to the University of Pennsylvania to $30 million.
Well, yeah, it's worse than the Clinton Foundation in this respect. On Hunter Biden's laptop, there is an email that talks about, this is in 2016, with why they need to set up a Biden policy center in, from the University of Pennsylvania. And he said, oh, this will be better than the Clinton Foundation because we don't have to raise the money. We'll just get it from the University of Pennsylvania. And as a go-between, I think there's a money laundering crime going on here. But we filed a complaint with the Justice Department that both Hunter Biden and the Biden Center have to register as foreign agents of China under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And the this is something that the House Oversight Committee needs to get into. They need to subpoena all the records from the Biden Center, all the financial records, to get the connection between China money and the Biden Center and Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, as we know, was getting money from the Chinese energy company. In fact, he's kind of under investigation of that right now and with the U.S. Attorney in Delaware, who they're focusing on his tax violations of $2 million. So we're hoping that the U.S. attorney looks into that, although they should have appointed a special counsel against Hunter Biden. But anyway, the Chinese money connection.
Well, you know, allegedly there's an investigation going on, Paul, into Hunter Biden, which there should be, because look, here's the other thing, that just a jaw-dropping revelation. I'm going to dig it back out of the pile here from just a short time ago, that one of the 51 intelligence community experts, blah, 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 that signed that letter, right, saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was, you know, most likely real, right? He said they knew. Here's the quote from Douglas Wise, former Defense Intelligence Agency deputy director. Here's a quote. All of us figure that a significant portion of that content had to be real to make any Russian disinformation credible. But they signed the letter anyway to basically say, well, the Hunter Biden thing, it's Russian, it's bogus. They knew it wasn't bogus. They lied. And so you go back okay, all the connections from Hunter Biden to Joe Biden to James Biden to Bob Alinsky to all the money flowing into the Penn Biden Center, just money flowing in every damn direction from Russia, China, Ukraine. Ukraine is always pivotal in all of this, right?
All right. Right. Oh, and another thing to look into is that Joe Biden, as a payback, nominated Amy Gutman, who was the president of the University of Pennsylvania, to be our ambassador to Germany. And during her confirmation hearings, she was asked by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, hey, what's with all this Chinese money coming into University of Pennsylvania? And she professed ignorance. Oh, we get money from all foreign sources. I'm the president of the university. I can't keep track of that. I'm not the treasurer. And then when they asked specifically about anonymous money, he said, oh, that's required to be listed as anonymous. I think she's guilty of perjury because that's not true, or she didn't know. So there's the payback there. And then there's the also payback to the chairman of the board of the trustees of the University of Pennsylvania, David Cohen, who's now our ambassador to Canada. And he was the biggest mega fundraiser for Obama and Biden when they were in office. And as soon as Biden announced he's running for president in April of 2019, the very first place he went to that night was a mega fundraiser at David Cohen's home, where he had all the big Democratic donors there giving money to Joe Biden. So, you know, the University of Pennsylvania needs to be thoroughly investigated by the House Government Reform Committee.
But the problem with that is we have a dishonest, biased media in this country that will not report fairly on any investigation by the House Republicans. It'll be politically motivated, and Jim Jordan did this, and James Comer did that, and it'll be a bunch of garbage. You know it, and so do I. And that's what's really sad, Paul, is about the fact we need a free and honest press in America. And in large part, we don't have that anymore.
Well, you're right. And it's media outlets like yourself that is bringing this to light, the American people. And also our group, the National Legal Policy Center, has a Freedom of Information Act request out to the National Archives, to the Justice Department, to get to the bottom of this. And hopefully we'll get some answers here in the coming. Oh, one other thing I'm asking
real quick
about these documents.
Ahead.
Are they dusting for fingerprints? They're handling these documents, the attorneys and stuff. You know, are they putting, you know, plastic sheaths so that we can dust for fingerprints to see whose fingerprints are on these documents? So a lot to be done here, Steve.
Absolutely. But will it be done? I don't hold out great hope. Paul Kavanaugh, greatly appreciate you being here. National Legal and Policy Center lead counsel for the NLPC. Paul, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
All right. We're going to bring this thing around the final turn into the straightaway to the checkered flag in just a moment. Greatly appreciate you being here. Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com and check out my friends at MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com, a great resource for you. A great resource for you. If you're looking for something new that's just straight news about Michigan, that's what you need to find. MichiganNewsSource.com. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.